Comfort is often the first thing we're willing to give up. But don't let style be the reason you aren't comfy. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look put together while feeling truly comfortable. Inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, the Ace Collection combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. Upgrade your collection for the new year with new bomber jackets, half-zips, sweats, crewnecks, and much more. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25.
Welcome to Always Something, the podcast where we dive into the unexpected, the unpredictable, and the unavoidable world of crisis communications. I'm Jamie, and every week we'll unpack the latest headlines, media moments, and entertainment disasters, exploring how things can go off course and how to steer them back. Whether it's a scandal, a setback, or a PR crisis, you can always bet there's always something to talk about. If you're in the biz or just intrigued by the drama behind the scenes, pull up a chair and let's get into it.
Hi, and welcome to Always Something. Long time no see. Long time no listen, I guess. I took some time off from recording the podcast. I needed a minute. I believe in moderation and space and information consumption. And sometimes you want to make sure that you're positioning a point of view that is of news and not just, general commentary. Hope you guys are doing well. And I just wanted to also say, I have listeners all over the world, interestingly enough. I have listeners in Europe and in Canada and in various parts of Africa, some in Australia. And I have had many requests to talk more about U.S. politics. I live in Washington, and I'm surrounded by politics every day. Literally every day, it's something. You come into D.C., you're gonna see a motorcade, you're gonna see news organization, you're gonna see a security detail of some sort. And it can be kind of a lot to be around. And so I kind of had like a slight aversion to talking about government policies, the president, just, to have something else to talk about aside from like what I live every day. But I think I'm uniquely positioned to talk about that stuff. And if that's what you guys want, sure, we can talk more about it. I'm going to refine the topics, just to make sure I have a complete thought on something, right? Because every day it's news, something changes, something happens. And it is a huge adrenaline rush. And so that I'm just not like overstimulated by the information that I have access to or the information that I'm aware of or that I witness. I'm going to make sure that it's topic-based in a position of communications, not just offering a point of view one way or the other. But sure, we can talk about politics if that's what you guys want. Now, today, the day that I'm recording this podcast, is the day that the Diddy trial came to an end. And the verdict was reached. In summary, Sean Diddy Combs was facing 5 counts. 1 count of racketeering conspiracy. 2 counts of sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion. And 2 counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. And it's really interesting. My mom is an avid listener, obviously, of my podcast. She's a huge fan. Hey, Mom. And she's like, Jamie, do you got to talk about Diddy? I mean, you know, it's a lot. So I will make sure that anything that I discuss is going to be appropriate, obviously, because not only do I have to record this podcast, I have to edit the podcast. So I have to hear back the things that I'm saying. And I try to make sure that everything that I discuss, albeit this kind of content, which is mature, is not going to be making some people uncomfortable. Love you, Mom. So, but in regards to the verdict, he was only found guilty on the counts for transportation to engage in prostitution. I just, by reading the transcripts of the trial and reading the transcripts of the testimony, I always encourage people, especially, well, like, this is a federal case, so it's always only going to be a transcript. If you ever see an interview, like on television, or if you see a press conference, or you see someone standing at a podium talking about something, always get the transcript. Don't just listen to what they're saying, right? You can read their body language, you can read their eye contact, their energy level, but always read the words that they're saying. Saying all of that to say, upon reading the transcripts over the several weeks of this trial, I just had a suspicion that it was going to be a challenge and that the burden of proof was going to be high and may not have been met for the racketeering conspiracy. I was thoughtful about that. And if they were not able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt about the racketeering conspiracy, I had a feeling that the other charges may have been a bit of a challenge to prove as well. The guilty verdicts, I agree with. There was never a doubt in my mind about the intent behind the transportation to engage in XYZ. There was no reasonable doubt upon the intent based off of the evidence that was proven and the testimonies that were given. I did have reasonable doubt on the trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion, based upon the testimonies that were given and the evidence. There was confusion about the victim's willingness. And if there is confusion, there is reasonable doubt. And I don't believe a jury was ever going to come to a unanimous decision on that. I didn't think that was going to happen based upon the evidence. They deliberated for, I think, 2 days, 3 days, which is a respectable amount of time considering the length of the trial and the evidence and the volume of evidence that was brought forward. Now, based upon the evidence, based upon his history, his access to wealth, and the number of family members that he has that are supporting him throughout this trial, he was denied bail after his acquittal on all those charges that he was acquitted on. And he's going to be held in jail until the sentencing. And the prosecution is seeking about 4 to 5 years of prison time. The judge set the sentencing for Friday, October 3rd at 10 a.m. That does feel like a long time, from now. Today, the day that I'm recording this and the day of the verdict is July 2nd. You realize sometimes that there can't be really a comms strategy until something is complete. And this is not fully complete yet. However, I would encourage Diddy's family to not say anything. And I think they've been advised as to do that. To just be quiet, let the evidence speak for itself, let the verdicts speak for themselves, and to have some respect for the victims that have come forward and not position a public stance until then, or if at all. I was also asked if I believe that this is going to be the beginning of many other rich, wealthy, black male entrepreneurs in entertainment. You better believe it. This is the tip of the iceberg. I believe there's more. Not from him. But I think there are other people that the government is looking at, but they haven't been able to bring a charge yet. But there's like speculation, I'm sure. And I won't say the names of certain people, but there has been substantial and remarkable speculation over this past year about certain black male businessmen and entertainment. Also, here's the thing about rumors. Is that normally when a rumor comes out, even if it feels like completely crazy, there's always a little bit of truth in it. Like, people don't say certain things for so many years without it being a little bit true. So usually, if there is a consistent pattern of information coming out, it's normally chipping away at something that's already there. So we've heard stories about Diddy for years. Aubrey O'Day said things. Dawn Richard has said things. Albie Shore said things. Mace said things. People said things for a long time. And now, these charges are here. And regardless of how wealthy he is and how much fame he's accrued and accomplishments he's had or whatever the case may be, even if he walks away free, people aren't going to forget this, and they're not going to forget about a lot of other things. If I were advising him from a PR perspective, I'd tell him to wait until after the verdict and the charges and the sentencing, all of that's done. And then you have a game plan in place for certain scenarios. Scenario being he does a full sentence of 4 to 5 years. And he takes it on the chin and issues a very succinct, singular statement through his attorneys. And then be done. But don't say anything. Let your lawyers talk. Let them handle it. With support from your PR. I do believe that Diddy is the first
of a few. If you can pick up what I'm putting down. I think that there is a quest from whoever to qualify how and why all of these black men became rich. They had to have done something wrong, right? But, and however, I believe that the states and or the feds haven't been able to bring charges yet. But you better believe they're working on something. Because the thing about rumors is that there's always a little bit of truth in them. And don't nobody keep saying the same thing for decades or even a couple years without there being a little bit of truth in it. And a lot of times it could take the states and the feds years to bring charges. But, you know, it's always something, right? Ooh, this is interesting. So I'm going to wrap it up here and we will chat again soon. Take care.